I'm at the gas station to refuel, and darn it all, if the price of gas isn't creeping up again. There it is, another $30 down the tubes. And all I drive is a thrifty Toyota Compact. Whatever pain at the pump I feel, though, it's probably nothing to people like Randy McCulley. He manages a fleet of snowplows, dump trucks, garbage haulers, and heavy-duty pickups for the Deschutes County, Oregon Road Department.
We spend about $900,000 a year on fuel, about half of that being diesel. So it's went up considerably, of course, in the last few years.
So that's why McCulley, along with dozens of other fleet managers and truck drivers, came to a green transportation conference in Salem. Other attendees included Safeway, Cisco, and assorted school districts. They checked out a display of trucks fueled with cheaper compressed natural gas or propane.
And I think it is important that we start using fuels that are created in this country and get away from the foreign dependence on oil.
Both Portland-based Freightliner and Bellevue-based PACCAR have started making natural gas-fueled big rigs. Freightliner sales manager Bob Kerrig says the semis cost more up front, up to $42,000 more, but that can be offset through fuel savings.
You're paying, let's say, $2 a gallon versus $4 a gallon for diesel fuel. That pays for this truck very quickly, and then every month after that, you're putting those savings in your pocket.
Natural gas supply has grown in part because of the controversial drilling practice known as fracking. Kerrick ticks off what he sees as advantages of natural gas motor fuel. It's cleaner burning than diesel, safer, has a smaller carbon footprint. But sales are limited because there are so few places to refuel with compressed natural gas or liquefied natural gas.
Literally, we could have sold five times as many of these vehicles if the infrastructure was out there.
This is where we come to the classic chicken or egg dilemma. Fleet operators won't buy natural gas vehicles until they see more filling stations, but truck stops won't offer the alternative fuel until more users hit the road. At least two startup companies from the Seattle area propose to finesse the conundrum.
We talk about, well, we need a chicken and egg omelet.
Ernie Jones is VP for Sales and Marketing at Emerald Energy Northwest. His startup aims to put together groups of fuel consumers around central refueling stations.
We need, as I would see it, partners going in that have the skin in the game to invest, and you build a production facility knowing that you have customers that can come to you.
It's not cheap to build a compressed natural gas fueling station. The price tag can easily exceed $1 million for a big one. But then you have people like Texas billionaire T. Boone Pickens entering this space. A company he co-founded just announced plans to open a network of liquefied natural gas fueling stations along truck routes nationwide. Promised locations in the Northwest include Tacoma, Portland, the Rogue Valley near Hermiston, and Caldwell, Idaho. I'm Tom Bonsi in Salem.